Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. This is Psychic Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show. And guys, super excited because my dear friend, the amazing psychic Colette Baron-Reed, is joining us this morning. Good morning, Colette.
Good morning.
How are you?
Too much coffee.
Too much coffee. So you're jacked up. Guys, so of course, you know, Colette is the author of the book, The Map, which is amazing. Go to Amazon.com and purchase it. And we have some other exciting stuff that we're going to talk about. But before we take your calls, I kind of wanted to talk about the lesson of vulnerability. Colette, you know, last week I posted that blog that I was like nearly in tears over.
You know, I got to tell you something. I posted it today on my Facebook public page, but I read it this morning again, and I was like, I thought to myself, well, besides the fact that you and I are like twin souls anyway, but I really identified with that sense of feeling ashamed, actually,
yeah,
of not being able to be comfortable in my own skin.
Yeah,
I still have those feelings some days, you know, and it's, for the most part, 99% of the time, I feel really good. But there's that one, I will get thrown back into the old me. Just like what you did when I love that you were talking about this fake disease. I actually, one time, I have a funny story. One time I fell down on a dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I made up a story that I had this issue with my ankle that, oh my God, I had a pin in my ankle and it just, you know.
when I
was just a klutz. You know, so, and then feeling that shame. I have had weight issues. So, I mean, your article is all about, you know, being the fat one there at the, you know, saying you had this blood illness that you gained 25 pounds and that if they drained your blood, you would now be back to normal.
Yeah, I did that math as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting, too, also, is the reason I was anxious about writing it is David kept saying, you know, you should write it. And there's something about, not to sound like ego-driven, but technically speaking, we are spiritual teachers.
Didn't you read what I said about you about that?
I can't remember what you said.
Here's what I said. I love his blogs because he's always willing to tell on himself,
right,
share his very human experience. It's why he's such a great teacher.
But don't you have that minute? I always have that minute where, and I think this is my mind playing tricks on me, that because I'm a spiritual person, that means that I have to be perfect. And
It
was so funny because I was so hesitant about sharing that story of like this. For those of you that didn't read it, it's a quick story about how we were at a pool party and I didn't want to swim.
July 4th.
Right, why we have to go to this freaking pool party. And I told an old story from when I was in camp about not wanting to swim in front of people and being made fun of because I was an overweight kid. And it was such a vulnerable, raw thing. I thought I would get judged for it. And what I found was interesting was how, I mean, this by far, we had the biggest response to this blog.
To any blog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's so interesting, you know, I don't know about you, Colette, but one of the things that I love in self-help books are books where people share their personal story.
Yeah.
But it was making me think of how many of my clients or callers into the show have moments where they don't want to show their raw side. Like I recently had a friend of mine who's in a new relationship and they've been together for a while. And she was very hesitant about saying, I love you first, because she didn't want to get rejected. And I kept encouraging her to do it because it's not about rejection. It's about putting yourself in that vulnerable space in order to attract in what you're looking for. But I think,
well, you know what's really important about the vulnerability piece is that strength comes from vulnerability. And one of the things that I learned early on, when I got sober almost 26 years ago now, and I was in a treatment center and somebody said to me, you're only sick of your secret.
Yeah.
Willing to share your experience, strength, and hope with others, including the things that don't work.
Right.
You know, and that how you overcome it, it helps people identify with you. So I come from that school of thought where I feel that I need to share this. But I went through a similar feeling because I'm writing my new book, Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much, and I started getting so much anxiety about the fact that I wasn't perfect.
Right.
And I get it. I didn't want to tell anybody, you know, that when I was teaching the class, I was feeling too much myself. and I was like, oh, my God, I'm supposed to have completely overcome this. And in fact, It was the humility and the vulnerability that makes me feel okay about myself today, so I don't have that same anxiety today. But I had to actually go through it, and it's important to share it.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, especially with something like weight loss or even with addiction, like you talked about, who would want to get advice from someone who hadn't suffered through that in any way whatsoever? You know, there's
not unless if they were looking. I mean, you know, we really do need to identify with one another. I think that's what's really key. And maybe somebody reading your story may not have had a weight issue, but that they definitely could relate to feeling less than somehow.
It right.
Could be that maybe that they don't have a job and that they were poor and they were meeting some people who had more money than them, and they go to the house and they feel awkward and whatever. I mean, it can be a number of things that make us feel insecure.
Right. It's like extensions of the core issue. And I had said that at the end of it, like you may walk on the beach without your shirt on and not even care. And then someone like me, like making a toast at a wedding, easy peasy, set me up, I'm ready to go. But that may the other person may feel just as insecure about that, which I think is interesting.
I think, you know, body image and weight and how what we look like and that's whether or not we are attractive to other people and all that kind of stuff, even though like you're in an amazing relationship, I'm in an amazing relationship, but it's that sense of feeling that we don't fit in.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, and listen, Dooley, you're 6'7", okay?
I'm going to stand out no matter what. I know, and then you wrote on Facebook, because we're doing the cruise in April, you wrote... Because you were joking me. You were like, we'll be at the pool. And I remember saying to you, I'm not going to that pool. Now I have to go to the pool. It'll be a whole thing.
Yeah, you might find us both in the pool overcoming our
exactly.
anxiety.
Exactly. You know what? Maybe we should teach a lecture in the pool.
Well, all right. Water does transmit psychic energy. That's why those cruises are so good.
Well, so I want to talk about, speaking of psychic energy, one of the events you have coming up. So Colette is going to be at the Omega Institute on July 29th through the 31st. She's doing Psychic 2.0 Boot Camp. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. Basically, it's really like 2.5 days of intense readings and teaching people how to trust their intuition, teaching people how to see things that they may not know they can, and literally throwing everybody in the pool, basically, and just saying, go. And, you know, getting people to read each other and to recognize that they have this skill. But also, I'm going to teach people how to make their own oracle.
Cool.
So that they can understand that symbolic language that comes to them through, you know, messages from spirit doesn't come in English. It comes in images and pictures and hunches and things. So I did this in Costa Rica for a week. It was amazing. So it is just literally they're going to get there and do deep trance meditation and readings. Deep trance meditation is readings. And at the end, they'll go home with more information about themselves than they've ever thought possible.
And will they be reading for each other?
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Everybody is reading each other. And it's great. Listen, I've had professional psychics do this with me. Right down to beginners who've never done this before, because it's just fun, too. I mean, it's amazing. And nobody walks away without realizing that they have a gift.
Yeah, and I always try and explain to people, I don't know what it is about group energy that magnifies everything, but even myself, I mean, if I'm in a group doing readings, it's faster, it's easier.
Oh,
there's something about that group dynamic that immediately raises the vibration. So if you've ever questioned what kind of information you're getting, or you want to kind of hone in and tune your information, definitely join Colette at the Omega Institute July 29th through the 31st. Go to ColetteBaronReed.com to get more information. But how much fun did we have when we were there?
Oh, my God, we had so much fun.
It was so
I just have fun with you anyway. I have fun on the radio with you. I just have fun. But it was so fun. We love David.
Oh, thank you.
Your gorgeous, fabulous husband.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was great.
It was really great. And it was interesting to see, you know, especially I would think at your event as well, you know, we all process information differently. Mm-hmm. So what I loved about the event is between John, Danielle, myself, and you, sometimes we would pick the same people for a reading and get similar information, but it was coming through in a different vehicle. So I just think that's so cool that you're connecting in, but you just see it kind of differently.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
And, of course, that's what you and I are going to be doing. And Carmen Hara going, I love you, Carmen Hara. Carmen Hara. And you and I, she's an amazing, oh, my God, she is so accurate. She's spooky.
So what kind of readings does Carmen do?
Huh?
What kind of readings does Carmen do?
Carmen is a psychic. I mean, she's a psychologist as well. But she gets details like, she told me I was going to buy a house. I was going to move and buy a house and be near horses. And I thought, well, what do you mean? Do I have a pool?
Right.
And she's like, I don't see pool. I don't see swimming pool, no. I see that you're going to go to near the houses. So she's got a heavy Romanian accent, right? And I'm like going, am I moving? Well, sure enough, we moved to New Hampshire. Sure enough, we bought a house. Sure enough, guess where it is? Just down the road from a horse farm.
Oh, my God, I love it. So, guys,
like,
Colette's...
She gets really weird little tiny little things like that. But she's amazing at world events. She's actually the most famous psychic in Romania. She's huge over in Europe.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. She's sweet and smart. And she's, I think she's one of the most articulate, besides you, because you're amazing, but guests I've ever had on my show. Like, she's brilliant.
Well, guys, Colette's talking about a cruise that we're going to be doing with Carmen in April of next year, which we'll be talking about at the end of July. But, guys, Colette is with me all hours. So if you want to call in for a reading, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Again, our number is 1-800-930-2819. My guest all this hour, Colette Baron-Reed. It's Psychic Palooza. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show. We'll be right back.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509. 7509.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus 2 free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. Find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Shake that.
Hi, everybody. This is Psychic Dougal Fraser. Welcome back to The Dougal Fraser Show. My guest all this hour is my good friend, psychic and intuitive Colette Baron-Reed. So, Colette, I was reading this article on the Huffington Post, and it was basically about, is Photoshop bad for America's self-image? Thoughts?
Do I have thoughts? Yes. And you know, it's interesting because I'm just now looking at a picture of myself where there was a tiny bit of touch-up.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but
right.
she evened out my skin tone. And it's the one that's on my Colette Baron Reid page. And there's no photoshopping in terms of, like fixing me.
Right.
I'm not any skinnier or whatever. But I look very young.
Yeah.
And you know, and I do look young anyway, and I am very photogenic. But, you know, that little bit there, I had actually asked the photographer, I said, leave the wrinkles in. Just, you know, if you want to even out some of the blotches, that's great. But don't make me look too young. But I look young. But so the answer to, like, the... like photoshopping on terms of magazines or any kind of media that we look at and we see bodies that are not ours, you know. So that, I think, it makes us, I feel anyway, cause us to look at ourselves and see ourselves as less than. And when we're not seeing the real thing, when we're seeing something that is so perfect and photoshopped to the point of being unreal.
It's a false reality.
Reality. That's the only thing we're exposed to.
Exactly. Yeah, I find it kind of disturbing, especially because living in Los Angeles, you know, it's pretty common to be in the grocery store and to walk by a celebrity or something like that. And at first, when you look at them, you think, oh, that really looks like Sally Field. And then you go, wait a minute, without the Barbara Walters lens... that person looks a little bit different.
Yeah.
So first, when I'm looking at someone else, there's something kind of rewarding about it. Like, oh, okay, not everybody's perfect. But I have to agree, myself included, it's kind of startling if you do a press shoot or something like that. And what I want people to know, like on the cover of my book, that photo wasn't like a second. I know that they cut my head off and they put it on the frame of another image of my body from another time and they move it together. And I remember, oh yeah.
Never happened to me.
Oh yeah.
God.
I remember being in the studio and, you know, there's lighting and there's like a whole team of people. And I thought it was going to be really fun because they had clothes and I was so excited. It was a terrible experience. And the photographer was not a lovely woman. And she kept taking photos and then would look at the screen. And then she would look at me and say, just give me handsome. And finally, I looked up to her and I said, as opposed to every other look I'm giving you, like ugly, nervous, distorted. But it was really challenging. And then I think it gives you like a false sense of like, I would like to know what I actually look like on my own without a computer doing it. And it's like, I recognize that there's an artistic, creative side of it, but we just start to get a little crazy with it, and then I think we kind of lose our sense of self. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then for kids out there, I mean, it's one thing for an adult who can actually process it, but freaks me out when kids out there think, oh, you know, these models don't have blemishes. And David's a makeup artist. I mean, every shoot you've ever been on, the model has some flaw that needs to be covered up, right?
Of course. And the thing about advertising is, you know, they are painting an image. So
right.
I think to a certain extent, people know that, like, not everyone looks like that when they walk out of the house, but I think especially for young girls, you know, when they look at those women who are so thin and they airbrush them down to nothing, like it's not healthy.
I agree.
Don't think.
Yeah. Hey, guys, if you want to talk to Colette and myself and get a reading, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And we got calls coming in now, so we're going to go straight to them. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Dougal. How are you?
I'm great. Say hi to Colette.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Colette.
How
hi,
are
sweet.
You? I'm good. I'm giving you a nice hug.
Oh, thank you.
So what's going on, Nicole? What can we help you with?
Yeah, I have a quick question. Not very quick, but I've been trying for 3 years to have a child, and I just keep running into a million roadblocks, and I'm getting older, and I'm wondering if I'm ever going to be a mother or, you know, if I should just give up. And I realize you can't predict the future. I just thought maybe you can.
Actually, Nicole, you've called the right place because we can predict the future. Wait,
yeah,
I need to know.
Exactly. Like I'm going, well, last time I checked, we could.
No, I know.
We can, something like this, though, I think, you know, kids, I find personally, I've been always 100% dead on, spot on, accurate when I predict a pregnancy without someone asking me. But
okay.
If somebody has pressure on it, because that's what I'm feeling around you, is that there's this pressure.
Okay.
But here's the thing that I'm curious about, Nicole. Before you even talk about the pregnancy, there does seem to be a tremendous amount of stress in your voice. Are you kind of a type A personality? Like when you go into something, do you go full throttle and get kind of obsessed with it?
Possibly.
Yeah, because, you know, I always say to couples who are trying to have a baby, and Colette, I'm sure you can agree, when you get to that point where, like, when you're making love, the only intent is to create a child, I think the body starts to suffer a tremendous amount of stress. I have to be honest. I do see the presence of a child in your life. I do think becoming a parent is part of your destiny. But at the moment, it's like, I need you to let go of expectation, the way the universe is going to deliver the energy to you. And I'm curious, are you open to adoption, or do you only want it to be a biological pregnancy?
I am, but I would like to see what's up with my body first before I go there.
Yeah, so here's my opinion. I think right now I would go ahead and start doing some research on adoption and moving forward with it. I hesitate to say this, but my feeling is once you start researching all options, your body will relax a little bit more and there will be a chance to be biologically pregnant. In my opinion, you'll have three children in your lifetime that you have influence over, one of which actually comes through the physical body.
Okay.
What's your thought, Colette?
I don't know. I think you're... How are you? 38? How old are you?
39. Yep.
I think you're getting pregnant. So I just think you haven't... The little fishy and the little egg hasn't connected yet. I actually don't think there's anything up. Do you have a tipped uterus, though? Is this correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So certain positions and things would be painful for you. That doesn't mean anything. I'm just, no offense, but I'm tuning in down there and just checking it out. So,
yeah.
So I picked up the tipped uterus, and that doesn't prevent anybody from getting pregnant, by the way. But I am going to say, though, either your husband has a low sperm count or you just haven't got it yet, and there's too much stress. You've been putting a lot of inordinate stress. You're likely going to get pregnant in your early 40s or 40, 41. Now that's what I'm seeing. So you might want to go, both of you, to get yourselves checked. Your egg should be fine. And a lot of women get pregnant during perimenopause.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it's kind of like that last chance, last chance for romance. Right? So yeah. I'm really getting that, other than your tipped uterus and the fact you have some gastrointestinal issues once in a while, I'm really kind of looking at that part of your body. You're just so stressed about it. It's making it kind of hard.
Yeah.
Your timing is off. You know what I mean? It's like, let's have sex right now.
Right. And do you know how many people...
I might get pregnant. Hurry up.
Do you know how many people I know who have gone through the process of adopting or filling out the papers and just getting... Once you diversify your energy, I know this is kind of like a ridiculous comparison, but it's kind of like if you're only applying for one job, you know, you keep sending the resume to the one place, to the one place, it's too much direct energy. So when you pull back and tell the universe, I'm interested in being a mother, I'm not attached to how it delivers itself, you relax a little bit. And then the universe delivers you the energy. So I don't know if you agree with me, Colette. What I would focus on right now is it is part of your destiny to be a mom. Do you hear that?
Okay.
Yeah. Now, let's research all options, and I guarantee something will come through. And we both seem to think that you will actually end up getting biologically pregnant.
Okay.
I
like that.
Yeah, I think you will too, yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling, Nicole.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You know, that's that saying that, you know, or at least I've experienced it in my life too, that when I've wanted something so bad, it's almost like you develop you develop this energy that ends up pushing it away because you're so fixated on it.
Absolutely.
You have to have a level of non-attachment to your desire.
Yeah, I always say the same thing to people, like if I'm talking to someone who's dating and they want to get married and, you know, they keep meeting people and, you know, envision, guys, that you're walking into a room and all that's written in your aura is marriage, 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 marriage.
Yeah.
You know, that's overwhelming, as opposed to walking into a room and thinking, I'd like to connect with someone, I'd like to experience intimacy, I'd like to experience passion, then you open yourself up for a different experience. So, like with Nicole, if you go to the core of it, I want to be a parent, I want to have a nurturing environment for a young soul, you're not attached with so much stress on the body. And I mean, studies show a man's mood can affect his sperm count, you know, down to like the underwear that he wears. There's so many different things that all have to unify and come together in order to create that energy. And that's where meditation comes in, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Exactly. All right, guys. Oh, yeah. This is Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show. My guest all this hour is Colette Baron-Reed. If you have a question, call us at 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number is 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
La, 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 whatever. La, 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 it doesn't matter. La, la, la.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
None of us enter a marriage with the goal of leaving it. Divorce and separation is heartbreaking. Disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear are normal, even if the divorce is amicable. It is possible to divorce or separate with dignity and respect. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through a divorce with soul. You come to see the possibilities being created for you. You get to step out of your marriage and into a new relationship with yourself and your life. Contact them today at 617-328-7113 or by email at coachmonique@verizon.net and visit their website, soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
We're going at it tonight, tonight. There's a party on the rooftop, top of the world. Tonight, tonight. And we're dancing on the...
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest all this hour is the amazing Colette Baron-Reed, who has not only been giving accurate readings, but she's also tuning into what's going on health-wise with people. It's happening. We're going to go straight to the phone lines. We've got Karen in New Jersey. Good morning, Karen.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
I'm great. Say hi to Colette.
Hi, darling.
Hi, Colette. Hello.
Hi, honey.
How are you?
I'm great, and I thank you, Colette, for introducing me to Dougal. So,
isn't he fabulous?
I had so much fun listening to you guys on Hay House, and it's just so great to be talking to you today.
Well, what's going on in your life, Karen?
So my big question, and it kind of falls from Colette's book with the whole when are you?
Mm-hmm.
I love the map. And my issue right now is I feel so connected to something that's going to happen to me. I really feel like I'm going to get a book published. But I have a full-time job right now. And sometimes my focus and my energy of feeling so good about the future is distracting me from what I have to do here in the present. So I wanted to see if you guys see what I feel, is basically my question.
I'm going to jump in, because Dougal will be able to tell you what it looks like. I can tell you that one of the things I'm going to give you something to do is create a God box, and it will really help you, because you're a bit of a micromanager that I'm picking up, which is good, because you do... At your job, do you manage things? Do you, like, organize things? That's part of what you do?
Yep, I do environmental consulting.
Right, so you do, okay. So you've got to be able to detach from your dream a little bit, and, like, you can do something one little thing at a time, then stick it in the God box. one little bit, and then you literally imagine it is being is that your dream is being taken care of in the box, so that you don't have to worry so much. Because it's part of, like, if your fixation doesn't come true fast enough, that, like, it's almost like if you think about it enough, it won't go away. But in fact, that's not the way it works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah. It's just, yeah, and I feel it. I just so know it's going to happen, but then that just distracts me from doing the work.
Well, here's what I get, Karen.
It happens to all of us.
Yeah, it's a very normal thing. And one of the things is, you know, there's certain layers and phases of energy that we kind of connect to. And when I focus in on your question about the writing, I really feel like you're aware of the fact that that's a potential for you. Like, it's part of your energy. It's part of your karma. It's part of your destiny. But right now, it only feels like a potential versus a reality. And one of the things that I tell people is, when you're trying to ground something that you want to create, you really have to own it on the physical plane before it even happens. So, you know, when I was publishing my book, I would say, I'm an author, I'm a published author. Like, I would really own it and anchor it versus having it feel like it's in this distant kind of like etheric space. And it does feel like part of your purpose on this planet is to help people with their causes. And just like Colette said, you get very wrapped up in the details and helping and managing people, which is great. But now it feels like the universe is going to offer you this opportunity to start focusing on your vision versus somebody else's vision. And I feel like that might be difficult for you in the beginning. Like, you're used to giving and giving back. And that's going to be a little bit of an energetic transition to focus on what your thought is, your vision, your knowledge, your idea. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so what you have to start doing is, like, owning it now. How much of your writing have you actually gotten down on paper, or do you just think of?
I have, you know, a nice outline. I have a book cover. You know, I took what Wayne Dyer says, you know, you take a book and you make the cover, and it's sitting there. So, you know, I have that looking at me. And but you're right, I spend so much time with other people and taking care of the other people's problems, and, you know, and I just don't, that to make that energetic shift to kind of make it about me, that's difficult.
Yeah, it might be interesting to kind of do an outline of a typical day for yourself and try and notice how much time you spend focusing. And sometimes it's simple stuff, like you wake up in the morning and you think, oh, today's the day that I'm going to write. But then Susie Q calls because she's got a question, and then you have to go to the grocery store. And at the end of 24 hours, you've spent, you know, a good 8 hours with everybody else and 45 minutes writing, but you don't even notice it. So it could be a good tool to write down on paper, this is how much time I'm going to dedicate towards the current job. This is how much time I'm going to dedicate towards the future job, my friends, myself, just to help bring all of that into balance. But ultimately, Colette, I think we both agree she's going to do it, right?
Totally. Absolutely, totally.
Very exciting.
Yeah, excellent. But I know you'll love the book, Colette, because it's about animals and the environment. And,
I want to read it right now.
It's up your alley. I know it. You know, and the feeling of just knowing that it's going to happen, and you guys kind of validating for me, it helps me want to focus that energy so much more. So I felt very strongly I'd get some validation today, so I really appreciate that.
Well, own it, because it's definitely going to happen, okay, Karen?
Cool, I will.
Well, good luck with everything. Thanks for the call. Okay, Colette, so I've heard you talk about a God box all the time, and so I'm going to be honest. I pretend that I know what you're talking about. What is a God box, and how do I make one, and do I need to buy one at Neiman's?
Okay, so a God box is an ornate box that you either make yourself or you buy, and you can buy something like a little treasure box or a beautiful, like I have one that's in the shape of a globe that you open it up and you know that you can put things in it. So it's enough that you can put a letter in it, like notes to yourself. So it's big enough for that. Then you consecrate it, so it becomes a sacred tool for you. And whenever you are overwhelmed with something, you give it over to God, and so basically you're saying, please, will you take this? And when you put it in the box, you give it to God.
And so when you put it in the box, so when you're putting in your idea, so like our last caller wants to write a book, or we had a caller earlier.
Book, like the beautiful, perfect completion of the book, thank you, God, box.
Okay, and do you
let it go.
So do you share it with people?
Let God take care of it.
Do you share it with people? Like, do you tell people what's in your box, or is this supposed to be between you and your creator?
Well, it's between you and your creator. I like to leave it in there for a whole year and then see what happens.
Right.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, yeah, and then you do it, and then you go, oh, well, that's interesting.
I want to do a God, but
it didn't happen. But the feeling of it, though, is really great because you are no longer in charge of it. You don't have to, like, constantly be fixated on it.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, one of the things that I've done, and I'm curious because this is a different approach, is a lot of times when I'm trying to create something, I'll put the image up all over my house. Like, I'll put it above the sink where I brush my teeth, so I read the statement, or when I'm doing the dishes, yeah, or when I open the car door, it's, like, above the mirror. Yeah. And I wonder, though, sometimes I think when I see it over and over again, it's like I get too attached, and then I keep thinking about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I look at we have our vision board downstairs, for example, and it's downstairs in our workout room. And every once in a while, I'll glance at it and go, oh, that's interesting. Once I make it, then I really need to be detached.
Yeah.
You can look at it once in a while, but then if it gets to the point where you're too fixated on it, then
right,
it's not helping.
Yeah. So do you, Mark, have a vision board that you share together?
Yes.
How cool. And I always try to tell people, like, our vision board changes. Like, I'll have some images on it, but then there's things like during the week that I'm trying to work on, and it may be as simple as, like, I'm going to go to 3 spin classes this week, and I'll put it on, like, a little note card and put it on the vision board, and then I kind of check it off. So I'll put tiny things on there that I can fulfill in that week, and then my mind really believes in the power of the board. Do you know what I mean?
Well, for me, it's not about me doing anything. It's me creating something and then turning the results over.
Right.
So that would be like, I'm going to feel better after I do, you know, I will feel accomplished. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something that, you know, like my album, for example, recording an album, I remember doing a dream board and putting, you know, like real details. My intuition told me to put Capitol Records down. My intuition told me, like, to put all these things, and I ended up getting a deal many years later from EMI, which was Capitol Records.
Right.
through all these weird synchronicities, it's like putting in a dream that you intuit or you envision, and then you turn it over, and you always say for the highest good. Is this or something better now manifest for me and for the highest good of all?
Yeah, this or something better, that's a big one, you know.
Cause, something better, because we don't always know what's best for us.
Right, yeah. You may say you want $1,000 and the universe wants to deliver you $100,000.
Yeah, or maybe that day, maybe it's not, maybe you're not supposed to have any money that day.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's always so interesting with manifesting because I think people get really attached to, and I always talk about this, I love elements of The Secret, but then there are elements of The Secret that make it seem a little bit too literal. So I like the idea of a God box. I think I'm going to try that.
Yeah, I love my God box.
Okay,
I've
guys.
I actually had to put a few things in it recently.
Like?
Well, like being able to manage all these different projects I'm doing, and being like, I have to do less readings right now, because I can't do all of it because it's too draining.
So yeah.
Being trusting and that I will be looked after and that I think, you know, because I've got to do really, for me, like my readings are really, really important. I love my private sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just very key that I can do the best that I can and what I can. And just, you know, it's all of these trust issues things, like, you know, that I'm going to be authentic in the book that I'm writing. You know, there's all these little things.
I hear you. Guys, Colette Baron-Reed joining us today. Go to ColetteBaronReed.com to get more information about her work. Pick up the book, The Map. It's amazing. Go to the Omega Institute. She's got so many fun things going on, so check it out. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show. We'll be right back.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2000. 2050.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, whole body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Psychic Dougal Fraser. As you know, you've been listening to the Dougal Fraser Show. It's our fourth segment. Colette had to run because she's a superstar and that's how she rolls. So in the news, you guys know I'm obsessed with this story. Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know why I'm so hooked into them, but Radar Online, a really credible news source, is saying that Arnold Schwarzenegger reportedly agreed to give Maria Shriver a very generous divorce settlement. So California state law requires a 50-50 split of assets, and I pretty much think that's just down the middle, like it's done.
That's standard.
Yeah, from the day you marry to, you know, the day that it ends. But allegedly, Arnold plans to give Shriver more than 50% because he knows he caused the end of their marriage. So, sounds generous, right? But here's the deal. They're saying that his total worth is estimated between $500 and $750 million. So,
I think he was doing the right thing. I mean, it doesn't make what happened any better, but,
agreed.
You know, she has been sort of the long suffering wife. I feel like, you know, he's cheated on her.
I don't even care about that. I'm way too hooked into this number. Is that all movie money? Like, am I crazy that he was that successful?
Terminator. Okay. Yeah, that was a huge
And there were multiple, that was a franchise for a while, right? There were several.
Yeah.
But that was in the 90s?
I was in the late 90s.
I'm kind of shocked here. And let's be honest, after $100 million, so he's being generous. He gives her $300, he gets to keep two. Like, does it really matter after you get to that number? Does it make that much of a difference?
Well, I also wonder if that's just like a PR move where his people are like, listen, you know,
right.
You're the one who messed up.
Suck up the $100 million.
Right. You destroyed the family, so do something because everyone hates you now.
I also read somewhere online that she recently had purchased an estimated at $10 million estate, but I mean, the one thing I have to say is at least the divorce allegedly is going smoothly, which, you know, I find very interesting and I'm glad for them, but I was just kind of shocked that he had that much money, and I give him credit for saying that she deserves more because we all knew he screwed up. So another story, do you ever go to goop.com, David? That website.
You mean Gwyneth Paltrow's blog?
Yeah.
I
like it too. There's good recipes, and although she seems to think that like she'll recommend anything from like a movie that she saw to like a hotel and places that you should go, but it's always like, I stayed at the Pierre in France, and you must stay at the presidential suite.
Yes.
Like, really? Not everyone's going to stay at
the Ritz-Carlton is my favorite.
Right. But recently, she was doing an interview, and one of the things that she said, which I thought was kind of bold, and of course the media is running with it, is that she would rather smoke crack. That's right. Smoke crack, then eat cheese from a can.
Really? What do you mean, like string cheese?
I think like, or, yeah, like, any of those cheese? Like, no, like those corny like cheese things that you get where it's like cheddar and you can like make designs.
Right, of
and,
course you put it on a Ritz
right,
cracker.
Exactly. But she would rather smoke crack than, well, I guess technically speaking, crack is real and synthetic cheese is not a real
product.
But I'm assuming that she's joking, but I don't think she necessarily meant that in that way. Because, guys, I don't think you should smoke crack. I'd much rather you have cheese from a can. But whatever, she's entitled to her own opinion. She also said, and I love that she drinks constantly while cooking wine, either color. And I thought that was kind of sweet.
Well, that's why she needs all the cleanses and fast.
Exactly, right.
To wash it out.
She doesn't look like a girl who eats cheese from a can, I have to say. But I do love her website. I think it's really good. There's good recipes and there's good tips on stuff. And I don't know. I feel like she gets a bad rap. I guess sometimes she kind of comes up as like a little stuck up.
Like an ice queen. Well, I don't know. She's like the pretty blonde girl that
right.
you hated in high school because she was cool and not friendly.
Right. And I mean, I do think she's a really talented actor. And I have to say that when she started singing, I was like, really? You can sing.
Right. You can act. You
right.
can sing.
You can cook.
You're pretty. You're thin. You're
and
rich. You're married to a rock star.
I think on Saturday Night Live, I think she's hysterical. I mean, people kind of give her a bum rap for that, but I think she's really, really good at that. And that's not an easy world to kind of walk into and do that kind of comedy. And I think she handles it extremely well. So guys, what's coming up with me? If you are interested, I'm traveling like crazy. In August, I'm going to be doing private sessions in New York City on August the 17th. So if you want to make an appointment, you can call 1-877-936-8425. I will be in Manhattan seeing private clients every day. And those sessions are only in person that day. If you want to get more information on my work, you can always go to my website at www.dougallfraser.com. Or I feel like you should be following me on Twitter. I'm trying to tweet more. I don't understand.
You've been doing great.
I'm trying, but I now understand why people make mistakes because the buttons are so close together, and I don't know if I'm instant messaging someone or direct messaging someone or downward facing dog. It's all very confusing. So if you have information and you want to tweet me, you can teach me about it. Because so yesterday I had posted, it was last week, I had posted a blog and someone faved it or
they starred it
or something. I don't know. I don't know what that means. I don't know if I should be complimented or if I should be offended. I clearly need Twitter help. I need some sort of Twitter 12-step program.
I'm really proud of you, though. I feel like, you know, especially with what Colette was saying about vulnerability with your blog, you know, you've been very consistently talking about things that make you feel vulnerable and yet still kind of coming through it. I don't know. I find that very inspiring because, like you were saying about, you know, weight loss or, you know, you don't want to learn from someone who hasn't been
experienced
through it. Right.
Right.
I don't want to, you know, learn
well,
from...
Well, those are just always the kind of books that I like. I like books like The Glass Castle or Running with Scissors. I think it's interesting to hear someone's weaknesses and how they kind of pushed through it. And even if it's a story that you can't relate to, I still, the core issue, whether it's weight loss or like Colette was talking earlier about her addiction issues and what she learned in a 12-step program, I'm not an addict, but I can still learn from that journey and that process. So a lot of times if I read a book from someone who's doing self-help and it seems kind of hoity-toity or, you know, there's no like intimacy in it, I can't connect. So it seems to be working, but then I panic every week that I have nothing to write about, and you become very forceful.
And I become very forceful because you're great at it, and people respond to it, and I think it's the vulnerability that it's like that thing that where are people going to judge me if I admit that I have insecurities. But
I agree with that, but I also think I have to be inspired.
Of course.
Because I can't just like, you know, I don't know, start talking about anything. It has to be something that I feel inspired by. So guys, if you like my blog, comment, let me know. I don't know. Go to dougallfraser.com, click on my blog, and you can hear all the information. All right, so there's one more story I want to talk about before we go. And I mean, again, I'm not kidding about this story. I just thought it was sad and kind of interesting and very freakish as far as where we are today in our society. So there is a 700-pound woman who makes her career out of eating, and her goal is to gain 300 more pounds so that she can claim she holds the Guinness Book of World Records title of World's Most Obese Woman. The freaky part is, allegedly, her 4-year-old daughter shops with her, helps her prepare food, and then kind of bring it to her so she can allegedly pile on the pounds. Here's what's fascinating. So I don't want to give this person the publicity, but she has a website called officialdonnasimpson.com, and people pay to watch clips of her eat. They pay to watch clips of her in different outfits, and allegedly it's people who were kind of like, it's like a fetish. They're interested in watching her gain this weight. She allegedly has 7,000 paying fans and makes nearly $100,000 a year.
Oh, so she doesn't get any money for being in the Guinness Book of World Records.
No.
She just gets it from her fans.
No, and it's not a corporate sponsor. It's not like the cheese, you know, can spray is sponsoring her or something like that. She charges 3-day membership is $7.95. So for 3 days, for $8, you can watch this woman eat. And then for $19.95, you get a monthly membership. But let me tell you what you get. Let me set it up. You get videos like squashing. I don't know what that means, but I assume it has nothing to do with squash. Blue dress and eating a pie. This is really sad to me. You know, they have an image of the woman on the internet, and she's clearly not healthy. I don't know if she's a single mother. It didn't necessarily state that. And a given, she says she's not hurting anyone. This is how she provides for her family. And I guess that's good. I mean, I guess it's good that she, you know, got her stuff together and created herself a career. But it also seems really weird that there are 7,000 people willing to pay and watch her really, you know, it's like almost like a slow suicide, in my opinion, when you're getting to that weight. And then not only that, but what I'm curious about is, are people watching it because it's like a turn on, or are they watching it because they're making fun of her? But I found it really, really sad that we live in this kind of time that kind of negative energy would get
it's entertainment.
I mean, $100,000 a year just from her eating.
Hmm.
That's fascinating. And I know reality shows are super exciting, but I definitely prefer the ones that make you feel better, like our show, giving you topics that change your life, but always bringing you interesting news. So, guys, if you didn't get to hear all of the show and you want to hear more about Colette, go to my website at dougalfraser.com, click on Recent Press, and you can always download the episode or listen to parts of it. Again, I've had a great day. It was so good to talk to you. I'll be here next week all by myself, giving readings the whole hour. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show. We'll talk to you.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509. 7509.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus 2 free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. Find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye. One of the country's most popular psychics joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.